This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you a couple of months ago about a change to something called the Brent benchmark, which in energy circles is a big deal. It's used to help figure out the price of the vast majority of the oil traded around the world. And until this past May, the Brent benchmark was set using five Northern European grades of oil. The catch is that supplies of some of those European grades is falling. So a grade of American crude oil was added to the list, which is giving this country a bigger role in setting the global price of crude. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The addition of West Texas Intermediate Midland crude to the Brent benchmark had an immediate impact on global oil prices, says James Gooder, a vice president at the consultancy Argus Media.
They are much more tightly linked to prices at the U.S. Gulf Coast. Basically, if the U.S. Gulf sneezes, we all catch the cold. If the U.S. Gulf prices go up, Brent prices will go up by the same amount. It's a very clear relationship.
That's because Brent's price is determined by the cheapest kind of crude in the basket, Gooder says. Of the now six in that basket, that cheapest kind is routinely
U.S. crude at the U.S. Gulf Coast, plus the cost of shipping it to Europe. That's your basis price now. It's not just what anybody will pay for North Sea crude. So it changes the game. It changes the dynamic.
And so, since May,
if you really want to understand whether crude prices are going up or down, and if so, why, then instead of looking at Europe, you need to look at the United States.
Gooder estimates that the addition of American oil to the Brent benchmark, which is now trading at around $80 a barrel, has brought the price down by somewhere between 20 and 80 cents. David Garza, managing director of Gunvor USA, says it's hard to nail down what the exact impact is.
It could be 30, it could be 50 cents, maybe it's 80 cents, but that's not a lot.
Garza says the softer oil prices we've seen of late have much more to do with something else.
I think it's a demand issue, right? And we just haven't gotten out of whether we're in a recession or semi-recession or other things globally.
The real impacts of adding American crude to the Brent benchmark might not be dramatic now, but RJO Futures senior market strategist Eli Tesfai says as more of it becomes available on the world market, known for its wild price swings,
so you're not going to see that much of volatility.
He says adding more plentiful American crude to the Brent benchmark means the price is now influenced by a more stable source. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.